Now, let me say this. Sometimes if you've been hurt by scornful and you grew up with a lot of criticism and you grew up with very opinionated people and you grew up where you didn't have a say, then someone even filled with the Holy Spirit and someone who really ministers in true wisdom, it might still try to trigger something in you. So don't blame the other person. Ask, why can't someone tell me something even in a strong way? And why does that make me feel like this? See, it's not my fault if you got junk in you. All I can do is get rid of the junk in me. So you need to recognize, because I could say the same thing to two people. And one of them could just take it to the Lord, receive it, not be a big deal. The other one could be crushed and never come back to a meeting. And so whatever is in you, some of you, you know, it's not like, yay, get that out of everybody. No, get out of you, your slow self-esteem and the false confidence and all your hurt and everything, that people can't just be themselves and try to minister to you right where they're at. But what God has done, he's purging the ministry and he's also healing. He wants to bring more hurt people in here and he wants us to love them the way he does. But he also doesn't want those who have been given, who have a lot of wisdom or have a lot of revelation from the Word of God or have high IQs or have a lot of education. He doesn't want them to then do like the enemy did and take their gifts and talents and disconnect it from the Holy Spirit. Don't be so quick to answer people's questions. Don't be so quick to try to take the place of the Holy Ghost in people's lives. Start praying for wisdom. The Bible says anyone who asks for wisdom will get wisdom. And I've noticed in different things even around here, sometimes people don't pray at all. They just go off at the mouth saying what they think we should do and how we should do it. And I've done that before. And God's like, don't leave wisdom out. Spend some time. I'm very quick to jump onto things, and then it wasn't wisdom. And so I'm asking the Lord, and then I let people down or disappoint them. And we're all human. We're all doing, you know, where we're at is where we're at. And there's no condemnation. But that doesn't mean that God's not going to keep changing us and changing us. Let's go to Proverbs 8. What happened is I was praying about all these things about opinion, and I said, Lord, you know, show me these things. I was seeing a lot of different people seemingly being hurt by some things that I have said and some things that other people on staff have said and in the small groups have said. And I saw some people calling and almost begging me to walk, rule their lives and tell them everything to do. So I began to see all these different issues coming at me. And I just began to cry out to God because I saw in the spirit a lot of strife being released. I saw, you know, people talking about somebody else who was hurting a lot, or people, you know, just not understanding how God could do that, or how could they be like that. And all these things were just starting to pile up around here. And I began to cry out to God, what is going on? What is going on, God? There's something impure being released. There's something that's not right. And Lord, I want it out of my heart first. I want it out of my heart first, but then I want you to show me what it is. And he's turned me right to Proverbs 8. And I thought, well, what's this? I start reading it. That's what brought me to this whole teaching. It says, does not wisdom call, and does not understanding speak? She stands in the top of high places. I believe wisdom is called she because I really believe it's an attribute of the Holy Spirit. And he is a spirit of wisdom. It's one of the seven attributes. When it says the seven spirits around the throne room of God, one of them is a spirit of wisdom. It's such a powerful gifting that it's also one of the gifts of the Spirit. And so Satan hates wisdom. To those who God is going to use in wisdom, to those that God has given an ability supernaturally to walk in more wisdom than other people, to those whose heart gets to such a place as Solomon that they begin to cry out and ask for wisdom, Satan's going to do everything he can to either have you take the glory, have you get presumptuous about it and think that you can just answer everybody's questions. In other words, wherever God's called you to, Satan's going to attack that area the most. So the people who this whole conversation tonight is hurting the most, you're probably the ones that have the most wisdom. You are probably the people that God has already used to minister to others and to direct people and to help them. And what God is doing tonight is he's trying to open your eyes to get it pure because he wants to release wisdom like you've never known before. He wants people to come to you that you can really begin to help in powerful ways. And so if you allow the enemy to win tonight, the enemy's going to try to make you hide and close down. That's why this was so scary to preach. And when you look at the spirit of scornful, you'll see that's part of what it does. So, does not wisdom call? Does not understanding speak? She stands in the top of high places by the wayside, in the houses of the paths, beside the mouth of the city, at the door she cries. So God is saying his Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom, is everywhere throughout the land, trying to minister to people, trying to help people, trying to help people's steps get ordered, trying to call people to Christ, trying to help people use wisdom in their ministry, it's a powerful, powerful working of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom, the Holy Spirit as the spirit of wisdom is vital to us. It's really vital to us. It's why Satan has counterfeited it with intellect. It's why Satan has counterfeited it with the spirit of scornful to make you afraid of wisdom or make you afraid to be led by wisdom. Okay? I call to you, O men, and my voice is to the sons of men. So wisdom, the Holy Spirit is talking to human beings. Understand wisdom, you simple ones, and fools. Be of an understanding heart. So wisdom is crying out, saying, if you think you're foolish, if people think you're not smart, you need to begin to ask for wisdom. And if you're simple, if you don't get into deep things, God says, begin to ask for wisdom. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips shall be right things. So God wants to use us to release wisdom. God wants to supernaturally use your brain, use your understanding, use your experience, but supernaturally touch it to minister to others, to where you say, wow, where did that come from? I know, because I move in this gift a lot. There are times when I am talking to people and you would think I studied it, I thought about it for years, you know, and it's very intense and it's very powerful. And you're like, whoa. And I say, Lord, they think I just think about this all the time. They think I'm constantly, you know, that's wisdom. God is looking for mouths that he can speak wisdom through. And he's purging us. Let me say this. I believe personally, most of the people who have some of that I know personally here, who, including myself, who have scornful, I think it's such a small bit. So don't come into condemnation. There's a lot more wisdom flowing through the ministry in this in Beauty for Ashes. There's a lot of wisdom flowing through the groups. And if it wasn't, we wouldn't still all be here changed, okay? So this isn't about nothing I did work, nothing I said worked. This is about God purging it. Don't you want it purged? Okay, if something in you is trying to stop it from being purged, you need to know that's part of the spirit that's trying to stop you from going to the next place in God. God's not trying to shut you up. He's trying to shut up the enemy and get rid of the enemy so he can just open you up and let you flow in wisdom. Let you flow in wisdom, not opinion, not unthought, you know, not ministry that's coming from your experience, not about your situation, not from your pain and your hurt, but where he can just begin to speak into people's lives, the wisdom of God, and he wants to mature that so you're not telling people, God says you have to do this, but God will do it in such a way that they have to have ears to hear. They have to hear is the Holy Spirit speaking through this person. But he still wants to be able to speak through people, whether they receive it or not. Whether they receive it or not is not our part. Our part is to let it flow. But God wants to purge it tonight. He said, for my mouth shall speak of truth, and wickedness is hateful to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. God wants to get perverted out, folks. He wants to get mocking out. He wants to get foolish talk out. He wants to get coarse joking out. The Holy Spirit says, I want to use your mouth. But you got to get rid of these other things. And you keep telling me, I want to belong to you, Lord. I want to surrender to you, Lord. I only want your will, Lord. And the Holy Spirit's saying, yeah, but you want to still hang on to some of these things. You don't hate them the way I hate them. They are all plain to the understanding one and right to those who find knowledge. So the words of wisdom, someone with understanding, someone seeking God, someone who knows the word, they'll catch it as being wisdom. And those who find knowledge, those who learn to perceive and hear in the Holy Spirit, those who get sensitive to the direction of the Holy Ghost, they will know when someone is speaking their opinion or when the Holy Spirit is speaking to them. And God is calling us to have ears to hear and eyes to see so that we're not saying, oh, that's just her opinion. But all of a sudden we get the revelation, oh, no, they don't even have an opinion. That's God trying to show me the way. Receive my instruction. This is wisdom. And not silver, and knowledge rather than gold. God says you've got to get a heart where you're not trying to buy your way out of your problems and thinking that money is better than God's wisdom. God's wisdom will get you riches. God's wisdom will pay your bills. God's wisdom will get you the job that God has for you. God's wisdom will help you in marital situations. God's wisdom will help you with the things in your home. Get wisdom more than silver and gold. Receive my instruction more than what instruction more than silver, knowledge more than gold. You know what? You'll never have true wisdom until you want the things of God more than you want money, until you realize that God's the answer to every single thing in your life and not money. When you're still praying for money, you're not really asking for wisdom. To pay the bills in this building for what God's doing in this ministry, we need to be, as people who are praying for this ministry, you need to be praying for wisdom, not money. You need to be praying for wisdom in every situation. Edie, for that house you're believing God to bring for you, you need to be praying for wisdom. So we look to money, and then we look to the world system. When we look to wisdom, God has unbelievable ways of doing things you could never, that will glorify God. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all delights cannot compare to it. I, wisdom, dwell with sense, and I find knowledge of discernment. So the Holy Spirit, he moves in the senses, we'll begin to discern him, and he'll help us to see in the spirit realm. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, loftiness, and the evil way and the perverse mouth. Get this. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, he hates these things. He hates all evil. He hates pride, independence from God, separation from God. He hates loftiness. What's loftiness? Thinking too highly of yourself, haughtiness, arrogance, that whole attitude that it's about you and not about God, that you're superior. He hates the ways of evil, and he hates an unclean mouth. He hates perversion in our mouths. Counsel and sound wisdom are mine. I am understanding. I have strength. Look how important counsel and wisdom is. Look at how much psychiatrists get paid and counselors get paid. And these people, for the most part, except for some Christians, for the most part, they're spewing out lies and false knowledge and false wisdom. And they're causing people to embrace things that are unclean and filthy that are going to mess them up more. But it's so powerful that the whole world is running around when they have a problem looking. Someone tell me what to do. Someone counsel me. Someone help me. And the Spirit of wisdom, he is the counselor. The Spirit of wisdom, he is the one who wants to direct the steps. And as we mature to minister, we want to be free from all the rest so that God can flow through us freely. But we don't ever want to take the place of the Holy Spirit. We don't ever want to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And we don't want to ever make decisions for people. They have the free will right to make those decisions. And we can just direct them to what the Word says. You don't know who somebody should marry. There's scriptures, you know they shouldn't be unequally yoked, but other than that, you don't know. You can pray things, like I told him. I said, well, if you really think there's a hidden thing there, Lord, expose any darkness. Expose any darkness that might be found in this person, Lord, that could hurt our daughter. Deal with this thing. You know what I'm saying? Expose it. That's what you pray. Lord, just expose it. You don't take it in a different realm than the spirit realm and begin to try to war in the natural and not expect it to turn into witchcraft. Okay. Counsel, sound wisdom are mine. I have strength. By me, kings reign and leaders decree righteousness. So we need to pray. Lord, give our president wisdom. Give our president wisdom. Lord, give the city council wisdom. Give the mayor wisdom. Give the voters wisdom. We need to begin to pray for wisdom. We need to begin to pray that people would cry out for wisdom and pray that God would reveal his wisdom. Rulers and nobles rule by me and all the judges of the earth. Begin to pray for wisdom for the leadership in this ministry and other ministries. Begin to pray for wisdom. When you see somebody floundering, pray for wisdom for them. Pray for wisdom for your spouse. Pray for wisdom for your kids. Don't tell them how to do everything and make them idle and lazy. That's a fruit of somebody controlling and trying to do everything for them and overprotecting them in the sense that they don't have the confidence to step forth and trust God to help them. It's really hard. I know it's hard. But we've got to trust God. He's in charge, especially as they get older and older. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me early. So every morning when you wake up, begin to say, God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom. And when you're making decisions, when you're going through the day-to-day thing, God, give me wisdom. Don't forget to ask for the Holy Spirit to reveal himself as wisdom. Don't speak quickly. If there's your kids are fighting, instead of just jumping in there, taking over, God, give me wisdom. Holy Spirit, show me how to handle this. Show me what to do with this. Sometimes when he gives you wisdom, somebody will call you right then who will have the answers right from God, or the tape will come on. It'll be the answers or the radio. Trust the Holy Spirit as to how he wants to reveal wisdom to you. Okay, I was reading all this. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. My increase is better than the best silver. I walk in the path of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, to cause those who love me, listen to this, to cause those who love me to inherit wealth, and I will fill up their treasuries. You want to know how to get all the money that you need for everything God has for your life? Begin to ask him for wisdom. Don't ask for wisdom to manipulate him for money. He's too wise for that. Ask for wisdom because you really believe that God knows the answers. Ask for wisdom because you really begin to not want to trust in your opinions. You don't want to be in charge of your life anymore. You don't want to even think anymore. It's gotten too difficult to try to be in charge. Hallelujah. You're tired of it. And you're ready for God to be in charge. And you want wisdom to lead your steps. And you want wisdom to show you what to buy and when to buy it and where to work and where to go and what to do. You really do. You need to get to an end of yourself and to the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Recognize that I can't do this without Christ. Most of us have to hit a terrible wall when everything fell apart that thought we were in control of before we even begin to ask God, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom, Lord. Give my children wisdom. Give my husband wisdom. Give my employer wisdom. Give the president wisdom. We need to really be crying out for the Holy Spirit to be revealed as wisdom in people's lives as we pray for them. Okay, now listen to this. Verse 22, Proverbs 8:22. Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way, from then before his works. I was set up from everlasting, it's about wisdom, from that which was before the earth. When there was no depths, I was brought forth, and there were no springs heavy with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth and the fields and the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a circle on the face of the deep, when he found the clouds above, when he made the strong foundations of the deep, when he gave to the sea its limit, that the water should not pass beyond his command, and when he decreed the foundations of the earth, I was at his side. Like a master workman, I was his delight, day by day, rejoicing before him at every time, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and my delight was with the sons of men. And now listen to me, O sons, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction, be wise, and do not refuse it. Blessed is the man listening to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. Whoever finds me finds life, and he shall obtain favor from Jehovah. But he who sins against me does violence to his own soul. All who hate me love death. You can see that the Spirit of God here is even talking about Jesus Christ, because you have to find Jesus to find wisdom. You have to find Jesus to enter into wisdom. Wisdom is the Holy Spirit. It's an attribute of the Holy Spirit. This is one of the most clear examples of the working of the Holy Spirit and the importance of the Holy Spirit and how much the Holy Spirit is involved in everything to do with eternal life. The Holy Spirit was the Spirit of God himself, who delighted in God, who was there with God, who, as God spoke things into being, he brought it to pass. It's what made science science. It's what made how all these different systems in the world work. The Holy Spirit is awesome in his wisdom, folks. He is the very mind of God. And he lives inside of us. The thing to do when you minister to someone is to help them hook into the Holy Spirit in them. Not become dependent on your relationship with the Holy Spirit, but that they can trust the Holy Spirit. It's more important that my kids begin to see that they need to pray, and I'm going to trust what they're believing God's showing them, unless it's something totally unbiblical. The Lord knew if I kept my son in a school that he was rebelling against and didn't want to, if I forced him to stay there, I was going to cause such rebellion in his heart. And so I had to trust God to work in his heart. I asked him to pray. He made a choice last year to stay one more year. We talked about it. We prayed about it. His reasons had to be right. But you have to trust that the Holy Spirit will work these things out for good. It's more important that they begin to trust the Holy Spirit than you ruling their lives. And only the Holy Spirit can show you where those lines are. And he will. But you can't just make up these rules about everything. Okay. Now, Proverbs 9. Wisdom has built her house. Now this, let me tell you this. I would see where Satan would go after the home based on this. And I could see where he could even, the Holy Spirit really has a lot of the attributes of the wife and the mother and her position in the home and the natural. And you can kind of see that with her, even with the Holy Spirit even being called she in this. It really is one of the clearest revelations of the Holy Spirit and what we would call the feminine side of God. And so realize that the enemy is really going to attack women to take on this spirit of control and dominating and this spirit of scorn, to make her scornful. And not that men wouldn't have this too with control, but in different areas, but especially in the home, especially in building up the home and those things in the home, you're going to see this begins to get in here.